Nurses and midwives. Until the 1850s, the quality of nursing appears to have been poor. Nurses came from the ranks of servants and charwomen. Working conditions were poor and wages low. Too old, too weak, too drunken, too dirty, or too bad to do anything else was their reputation in 1800. In the second half of the 19th century, standards were raised by Florence Nightingale. Mary Seacole, a black woman from the West Indies, was another prominent 19th century nurse. In Worcester, in the 1850s, there was long-standing dissatisfaction with the type of nurse employed at the infirmary. By the late 1870s, the influence of Florence Nightingale was being felt. In 1874, a scheme for training nurses was instituted, and their pay increased, but nursing was still arduous and ill-paid. Recruits were difficult to find because nurses were of low social status. Later, when training colleges for nurses were established, there was an increase in the number and quality of nurses in hospitals, including at Worcester Royal Infirmary. In the 18th century, it appeared that midwives were at best semi-skilled. They often delivered babies in very poor conditions. Male doctors would sometimes deliver babies, usually when births were difficult and liable to need surgery. During the 19th century, doctors urged the government to recognise midwives properly and to ensure that they were properly trained and certified. In 1902, Parliament passed an act to secure the better training and supervision of midwives. Thus, early in the 20th century, delivery by a midwife at home was safer than deliveries by a general practitioner. Later in the 20th century, the confinement of mothers was moved to the hospital. Midwives and doctors now work together on obstetrics cases, and this reduced infant and maternal mortality to relatively low levels. This case contains a facsimile of a signed letter from Florence Nightingale to her housekeeper in 1899. The original is in our collections. There is also a selection of infant feeding bottles and other equipment used by nurses and midwives. Double-ended feeding bottles saved thousands of infant lives, as it meant that the bottles could be cleaned thoroughly.